Railway to the Grave by Edward Marston, read by Sam Dastor. Chapter 1. 1855. Colonel Aubrey Tarleton led an orderly existence. Born into a military family and subject to the dictates of a martinet father, he'd been educated at a public school that prided itself on its strict regime. When he joined the army, therefore, he was already accustomed to a life within prescribed limits. He felt supremely comfortable in uniform, and as succeeding promotions came, he gloried in his position. His father had never risen above the rank of major. To acquire a colonelcy, and thereby better the man who'd sired him, was, to Tarleton, a source of intense satisfaction. He carried that satisfaction into his retirement, finding, in civilian life, the deference to which he felt entitled.
"Is that all you want, Colonel?" asked his housekeeper softly.
"That is all, Mrs. Withers," he replied.
"As a rule, you have such a hearty breakfast."
"I don't feel hungry this morning."
"Shall I make us some more coffee?"
"No, thank you."
"Very good, sir."
With a respectful nod, Mrs. Withers backed out of the dining room. She was a handsome woman of middle years, with an ample frame held firmly in place beneath her dress by steadfast stays. Retreating to the kitchen, she waited until she heard Tarleton ascending the staircase, then she snapped her fingers at the girl who was cleaning the knives with emery powder. Subdued in the presence of her employer, the housekeeper now became peremptory.
"Clear the table," she ordered.
"Yes, Mrs. Withers," said Lottie Pearl.
"And be quick about it."
"Did the Colonel eat anything today?"
"That's none of your business, girl."